But our mold used to have like a hole in the wall. Used to, in the doorpost, used to scratch out a hole there and put the mezuzah in the hole. So who has to make the hole? That's the shayla. Well, the Rosh Hashanah in Yisroel, we learned. Dover shayin ma'isumin, stoicher rosteyu. V'haynam elav ma'isurumin hu. Here it's not, you only the professional. Anybody can make a hole there. So therefore, pshito, the stoicher has to do it. V'haynam elav ma'isurumin hu. Ef shuhu, the gufsa, the kanya. Kistam, put it in there, Rashi says, v'telo aysoi. Put it in there into a wooden tube like the gufta, the kanya, wooden tube, and just hang it there. So the kid said, you do not need a ma'isumin, therefore the sechar has to do it. Talk about it like this. If you rent the house to your friend, the renter has to put up a mezuzah. When he leaves his house, that's the locha. Even though it's your mezuzah, you're not going to take it with you when you leave. But if you know a guy is going to move in, or a guy owns the house, then you're allowed to take the mezuzah with you. Goes back to the Reisha. In other words, if the Jew owns it, and another Jew is going to move in there, so you're not allowed to take the mezuzah off. That happened once a person did take off his mezuzah, and his onus was, he buried his own wife, died with his two kids. It's a sira. It's the opposite. Like you just said by a guy, you were allowed to take it away, and now you say a guy got punished for taking it off. It's a stira. The opposite. But there it is, we're going to, the case was in the Reisha, where there was a Jew there, and a Jew's going to move in, so then you have the right to take the mezuzah with you. What are we talking about? If you rented the chotzer, you rented the chotzer, and if the rent is active there, so then his manure, Amasha Balabayas, Pshita belongs to the Seicher, it's his animals. He didn't rent out the chotzer to the seicher. The tour of the masker and the animals belong to the owner. Again, shita vader, it's his manure. It's his. Let's look at the chiddush is the chotzer the masker that the chotzer belongs to the master to the owner. The tour of the yosim yalma and the actors that came there are hefka, comes from the rest of the world. Come on, boy. So that's the shayla. Who owns it? The masker owns it. That's the chiddush here. Since the maskir, the owner, owns the chotzer, he did not rent out the chotzer, and now a behemah shel hefka walked into your field and made manure there, the lacher is, the owner owns it. His chotzer is credit for him.
The person says in the morning that all the mitzias, anything that comes into my chotzer, I want to be kind with, even though I'm not there, I want my chotzer to be kind with for me. So it says here, lo yom maklum, he didn't say anything. So the question is why? That chatzer shalodim koyne lo shlemi daitoi, that his chatzer is koyne of him without his das. Amalo yom aklum, so why is the law? He didn't say anything. Like why not? Why can't he wash with his chatzer be koyne of him? So Mar says, I'll tell you, hocha b'may askinon. You know what we're talking about over here? The chatzer shein mishtameres. It's a chatzer that's not being watched. That it doesn't have walls around it, whatever it is not watched from other people. So chotzer sheinu mishtameres, that's why it's not kona for the owner. Simura says no, because ihochi, if that's the pshat, ain't no sefer. What does it say in the sefer over here? It says, yotzel sheinu mitziya bi'ir. If like in the city, he went out a name that he lost the mitziya, or that there's a mitziya inside his field, then the vor of kayomim, then what's inside his field, he's taka kona, then his chotzer is kona for him. And if everybody in the city talks about that there's a mitziya in his chotzer, then tak is konrit. So the question is why? So the Gemara says, kivon the yotzel l'shem mitziya bi'ir, since everybody in the city knows that there's a mitziya inside his chotzer, if so, mivda b'dili in shemino, so people know to stay away from his chotzer, as if to say, he has it already, the mitziya is his. Therefore, the heavy law k'chotzer mishtameris. Therefore, this chotz now comes like a chotz hamishtemeres, like it's watched from other people. People won't come into the chotzer, so therefore we say, the chotzer is kona. So therefore there's no stira. Where it's not mishtemeres at all, a chotzer is not kona for you. But here it's considered like it's mishtemeres, therefore it's kona for you. Alright, we'll stop here.
In the middle of the Gemara, Meitzvei, Yekuf Beis Amar Aleph. It says that the zevel, the dirt,
that comes out of the ashes that you find inside an oven or inside a kirai in the stove, the hakolit min avir, or else the ashes that go through the air, like harehu shalai, it belongs to the seicher. If you rent a house and you find these things there, you're allowed to keep it. It belongs to you. The sheberefes, the shebechotzer, shebalabayis. But the manure or the asher that you find in the refes, this mustam is in the corral where the animals are, or else in the chotzer, the back, the front yard of the house, that belongs to the balabos. So the manure that you find there belongs to the balabayis. Now the question is, the yimi solohod the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, the yoma that he says, that if you own the chotzer, anything that comes into it, even without your das, it's kona for you. Like your chotzer is like your shliach. So if you hold like him, if so, koilet in the yadir. What happened here? The ashes that are going through the ear, and the seicher, the one that's renting the house, he finds it. So it says he's allowed to keep it. The question is, amai harayim shaloi? Why is the seicher? Why could the renter keep it? Rashi says the case really is the hakolit menaver means shekibu glolim b'tayach kli shenosan kli biavir shekibu glolim b'tayach. The animal is letting out the manure. The animal is letting it out, and you, the seicher, you come there with a kli and put it underneath him, and you take it away. So it says you're allowed to keep it. Now the question is why? The chur, as soon as it comes out of the animal, it's like in the avir or the onus chotzer. So the question is, Hamai Hareyu Shaloi, why does these Gololim belong to the Seicher, to the Renta, Avir Chatzerehu? L'churu, when it comes out of the animal, first it goes into the ear of the Chotzer, of the Balabos. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, the Chotzer should be kind for the owner, not for the Renta. The Gemara says, Omer Abaya, B'madvi Kli, B'shulei Pora. We're talking about that he puts the Kli, Mamish, right underneath the Pora itself. So therefore, Rashi says, Bishulei Par means stomach limikveho, right by the pot where it comes out of the animal. The lecha avir, it's called like the gololim, the manure that doesn't come out into the air, but it comes right into your kli. So that's why the seicher gets it.
It's like a kabbalah.
Right? The if it would go into the avir first, maybe the chotzer would be confirmed. Then Rava says no. Rava Omar, avir, air, when it's coming into the air, shein seifu lenuach. If it's not oimed to rest on the ground, lav kemunach dami, that's not called like it's in your chotzer. In other words, when something comes, flies into your chotzer, and it's going to fall on the floor, then we say as soon as it comes into the air, it's like it fell on the floor already, so your kainah belongs to you. But here, the renter already put a kli underneath it. So when it comes down in the air, it's not going to fall on the ground, it's going to fall into his kli. But since it's not oimed to fall into the ground, that's lav kemunach dami, that's not a kinyan chotzer. Now the Gemara says, that's so poshid. Oh, me poshid lay in the Rav, is that so poshid to Rav, for me boyi boyi lo. The answer is for Shiloh. The boyi Rav, Rav, is for Shiloh, Zorak Arnaki. The Pesach, this. If somebody threw a wallet, you threw an Arnaki. That was Hefka. And you threw it, the Pesach, this. The Yotzus of the Pesach, this. It went straight through your house, straight through your apartment. Ma, what's the locha? Are you kinder it or not? A wallet of Hefka went flying through your house and went in one window and came out the other window. So the Shiloh is Avir Shein Seifu Lenuach Kemunach Dami. It's not going to land in your house. It's going to go from one window straight out the other window. So since it's not going to land, is it still called when it's in your house, like it's on the ground, that it could be kind of for you? Or Lav Kemunach Dami. Or maybe no, it's not called like it's Munach for you. So he asked for Shiloh Rava. Gemara says it's a big difference. Over there, it's not going to stop at all. There, the Shiloh was going straight through the house. It's not going to stop at all. That's why there he had a Shiloh. But here there was a hefsek of a kli, like something did stop it. So nearly here, it's a Shiloh. Is it called Kemunach Dami or not? Or better still, over there he had a Chris Shiloh, because there there's nothing stopping it. Like there's no hefsek. Sure, it's not going to land on the ground. But there's nothing blocking it from the ground. But over here that there's a kli, mastic, here that there's a kli underneath to receive the manure before it goes into the ground, therefore it's not called in your chotzer. Here for sure, the chotzer is not kona. But here, since there's a hefsik from the ground, therefore the avir is not kona. Now, v'sheberefes v'shebechotzer, harei elu shebalabayis, But if the galalim are in the corral, or it's in your chatzer, then it belongs to the balabas. For the gemara, tarti, the chur, what do you need two things for? Let's just say one. What do you have the two cases for? What do you have to say refes, and what do you have to say chatzer for? Amar Rabbi Yehochikom, this is what it means to say. The sheba refes, sheba chatzer, harayel sheba labayis. It means one thing. It means if you have your corral that's in your chatzer, you're the owner, so them shita, the manure that's there, belongs to you. Your chatzer is kind of for you. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Zoysa Meres, near we have a proof that Hamas your chatzer roistam, if you rent out your chatzer stam, you want to rent this chatzer, it says okay. Lahiska refa shabo, you do not rent out also the corral. Because here we're saying now the manure inside the corral belongs to the owner. Even though he rented out the chotzer, so the pshat is, if you don't speak out, I'm renting you the corral, you only mean your chotzer and not the corral. The corral still belongs to you. Next, we have another kasha. Yoinei shayvech, yoinei aliyah. You have these pigeons, yoinei shayvech. Rashi says, shenavashim zenaseyim besodeh, they look for the food out in the fields, or kineyem b'shayvech. And they have that in their net, in their, where they live, is in the shayvech, that's on top of the wall.
A
nest. A nest, right. The nest is in the wall. Or else, the Yoini Aliyah, they have the nest on the above, on the top story, is Chayevet Bishluach. You should know there's a mitzvah, Shluach Hakan. Rashi says, Hakan, in Revetus Alabetim, if in this nest the mother is lying on top of the eggs, the Karinim Bay is called Ki Yikora. It's called like you meet up with something. Prat Lemezumin. The Lav Mezumininu. These things are not called Mezumim, they're not called like you own it. Lacha Shluach Hakan is only if you meet a nest, you meet up with a bird that doesn't belong to you. But if it's yours, then there's no mitzvah Shluach Hakan. There it says that Yoinei Shadav, Yoinei Aliyah, Chayevis Bishluach, there's a mitzvah Shluach. The Yasuras Begezel, and you're not allowed to steal it from the owner, Mitznei Darke Shalom, because of Derek Shalom, you're not allowed to steal it. Now, V'yimisa Liyod Yom Rad Yosef Amchanino, that what? That Chatzay, where Shalodim Koinoloi Shlomi Daitoi, that the nest, since it's in your chotzer, l'chura, whatever's in your chotzer is kona for you. It's kona for the shleimi daitoi. If soy kori kan, which you call here, the pasuk of ki kore, prat lemezumin, that the mitzvah shluach hakan is only if it doesn't belong to you. But once you own it, it's your bird, then there's no more mitzvah shluach hakan. And here it says, even though the mother has its nest in your chotzer, still there's a mitzvah shluach hakan. L'chura, why? You own it. On my rova, beitza, beitzayotza, ruba, who the yechayiv lo, bishaluach. I tell you, beitza, when rova of the egg comes out, that's when there's a mitzvah shluach, to send away the mother. O mitna lekanya, adonachal lechatzeroi. And you're not cleaning the egg until it comes into your chatzah yet. So the kid said there's a time when the egg right away comes out of the mother, right then there's a mitzvah of shluach hakan. Rashi says, mitziyas ruba, karinam bo oi beitzim. In the case when the mother, like is giving, the egg is coming out, so while the egg is coming out, when rove comes out, it's called it's out. It's not mitzvah shluach hakan. So if you want to grab the mother now, you have to first throw the mother away and then take the eggs. And the eggs, like, do not come out completely yet, that your chatzar is not kosher for you. That's the case that the eggs don't belong to you, there's a mitzvah shluach. Now, v'chi ketoni chayevet b'shluach, when do we learn the mitzvah that says v'chi yeshluach hakan? Mikmei delepel chatzeron, before it falls into your chotzer. Fred Gemari Hochi is so, we're talking about, before these eggs, like, come out completely from the mother, before they fall into your chotzer, sa'amaya surus mishum gezel. Why is it us to steal it then? Why can't somebody steal it? You don't own it. It didn't come into your chotzer yet. Now, the Gemara Aimon, that it says you can't steal, it means the mother you can't steal. But the eggs is no whistler, gezel on. The boy sim, the other territory is, liyolam abeitzim. Yes, we're talking about the eitzim, the beitzim, it's a gezel, you can't steal it. Now, umidah nofik ruba, daiti alei, since rove of the egg came out already, the owner has not to keep it. Therefore, there's an it's a gezel, somebody else can't take it. Now, but your chotzer is not kona yet, because it didn't come out completely, it didn't land on the ground yet. But the hashtag, the Rav Yehuda Marav. Now that Rav Yehuda Marav said, also liskos b'beitim, kol zaman shein revetus aleihem, kol zaman the mother is lying on top of the eggs. You're not allowed to be kind of the eggs. Shenem HaKotapos, it says, shaleh et shalach esein, fi hoder es abonim tikach l'chor. That means kol zaman the mother is on top of the eggs, you're not allowed to take the eggs. What you have to do is first send away the mother and then take the eggs. So before you send away the mother, you can't take the eggs. Therefore, the chotzer is not kind of the eggs don't belong to you. If so, even if you want to send these eggs, fill into your chotzer, but kol heicha de'ihu motzi zochalei, whenever you are allowed to be zocher in the eggs, chatzer zochalei, then the chotzer is also zocher for you. But the kol heicha de'ihu le motzi zochalei, but here, when the mother is lying on top of the eggs, that you are not allowed to take the eggs, so you can't be zocher in the eggs. If so, chatzera nami lezochalei, who again your chatzera also can't be zocher in these eggs for you. That's what is the mitzvah shluch akan here. The yachid rat gemara asuris is gezem of ledake sholom lechura either sholcha gezem meal yehavi monashach. If the owner sent away the mother already and then he's cornered the eggs, so it's gezel gomer, you mamish own it. Either loy shilcha, if the owner did not send away the mother, her boy shaluchay, you have to send it away. If so, then there shouldn't be an issue gezel, Rashi says. For boy shluch of yik is such lech to shalech. What is the bottom tikkak lecho? Or my yiri gezel, like what do you have to say? It's also mishim gezel. It's also to take it because there's a mitzvah shluch hakan. The Gemara says, we're talking about now the koton de la bar shluchu.
In other words, the one that picked up this bird was a koton. So therefore he's lav bar shluch. So therefore I have to tell us there's an issue gezel. So Gemara asks the question, koton the bar dake shalomu. Is the cotton like a bar dake shalom? If he took it, we tell him he has to return it. Because of dake shalom, he doesn't know what he did. So Gemara says, okay, come, this is the pshat. Oviv shal cotton, the father of this cotton that took the bird, chayiv lahatzoloi. The father has to return it to the owner. Mevnei dake shalom. So there should be peace. In other words, there is an iksaz gezel. Like midrabbanan, mishum dake shalom, we don't want this kid to take away the bird. Therefore, the father has to return it.